The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Lacey Hines of Lacey and Josh, or Joshua, depending on who you're talking to, Hines. Lacey, on her own, started Luxury Home Cleaning in June 2018. We're recording this August 2021, so she's been in business about 3 years. They are in Perry, Iowa. Never heard of it. Sounds made up, but I'm going to give Lacey the benefit of the doubt. So when she started, it was just her, and her husband had a job that he did not love. And from what I hear from Lacey, I don't even know if he liked it. But he is now full-time with Lacey, with the company, allowing them to spend more time with their three kids, 7, 5, and 7 weeks old, which is, so if Lacey dozes off at some point in the middle, just give her some love. I'll just keep talking. It'll be fine. Girlfriend's got some stuff going on at home. What did I miss, Lacey? Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right.
All right. So
he was working a job that he was working 50 plus hours a week. So him being able to be home has been a phenomenal change for our family.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves it. Sounds like he likes it better. I'm sure the kids absolutely adore it. And I'm sure he loves, like, hey, if I'm going to work, I might as well make my family wealthy as opposed to somebody else's.
Yes. It's like you took the words out of his mouth, Mike. He says it all the time.
Me and Joshua share a brain. And just so you know, ladies, if you're like, who's this Joshua guy? He is with the kids, so Lacey could be here. So I was like, oh, that dude's a keeper. So he's got lots going on in a lot of positive ways. All right. So Lacey's one of our elite graduates. And my favorite thing is, you know, we've got tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of listeners, and we can only usually take a dozen or so elite people per month. So I try periodically to have them come on and kind of share the best they can, right? It's a 9-week process. So obviously in 20 minutes, she can't share everything that she did in 9 weeks, but I wanted to distill down some of the big takeaways that she got so you guys can kind of get that benefit. So let's start here. When you came in, kind of what was going on with your business? Because most people don't call us going, most people don't call going, I'm really doing great, and I think you can help me do even greater, right? The vast majority is, I've got a massive pain in my life. I've got a massive frustration. I've tried to figure it out on my own. I'm stuck against a wall, and I'm guessing, however you felt, there are many, many people that feel the same way now. So walk me through. Again, I forgot about this, by the way, so I'm excited to kind of be, I remember you in the program, but I don't remember before. So what was your kind of life like when you reached out to us?
So I was nearly 9 months pregnant. And still on the job cleaning, and I was stepping back and mainly training, but I was still on the job every day to try and get my team to take over. I was to the point that I realized I don't feel comfortable letting my business go to these people's hands. I don't think I'm going to be able to have maternity leave. I need to figure this out. Like, I need to know that I have a team that is going to be strong, that's going to take care of my clients, and I'm not going to have to deal with all the problems and calls throughout the day and whatever. I want to be able to enjoy my newborn and be home. So
that's probably at the time felt like a liability or a weakness, but from a coach's perspective, that seems like a strength, right? Because a lot of people have this general sense of, I can't do this for another 5 or 10 years or something like that. You had a pretty specific timeline of, I will be having another human being in this house in, you know, you said 5 months. Yeah, in 7 weeks. So I wouldn't mind if you called us a month early. I'll be honest. 7 weeks is pretty tight. You could have given us a little more time. But the takeaway I would have on that for you guys, Cleaning Nation, is you can wait until there's, I don't want to say pain, because obviously it's a huge gift to have another child, but the pain around.
No, it was pain, Mike. Yeah. It was pain. I was like, not another minute. I can't do this any longer.
So again, Lacey had the benefit of a literal timeline, right? Like, this is happening, right? Like, she knew it was going to happen. And many of us don't have that. So I just want to encourage you guys, whether it's reaching out to get help from us or anyone else, or just anything in your life, don't wait until the pain is like the last minute. It's just a bunch of additional stress that you didn't need. So I'm glad that that's what it took. And a lot of times I'd say probably 70% of our people come with something like that. My wife said no more, or my husband is this, or we've got a child, or I can't make payroll, or, you know, kind of when things are on fire. And it's like, you don't have to wait until things are on fire. You can wait, you know, at the beginning when things are, you can come earlier. So for you, you had an external hard deadline of, I need to raise this child. I've got my business. And it sounds like you just weren't confident to hand it over to your team at that time.
Yeah. And then actually, while we were in the course, the two cleaners that I had been training both quit. And so I had to hire new people. So I was really grateful that I jumped in and had the system to use, because that's really what I was lacking. I mean, I had been doing business for 3 years. And when you wear so many different hats, it's like, you don't ever get, I felt like I never got anything done completely. And having kind of a framework to be able to go by, obviously I still had to hire the people, I still had to do all that stuff, but having a system to be able to follow that got the right people in place that were based on our core values instead of just somebody that needed a job made a huge difference.
It's funny, I forget where I heard it, but and I'm not even a big golfer, but someone was telling me about, you know, apparently on golf, like Tuesday, they get to use the range for a little bit. And then Wednesday they practice and kind of like that, or every day they're at the, like, it's a 4 or 5 day tournament. And because there's, you know, hundreds of golfers participating and there's only like 5 or 10 spots on the range, you get like a 15 minute slot to do what they need to do. And there's this one golfer that never used a slot. He's just like, I'm fine. And the guys are like, why aren't you using the slot? And he said something I thought was really applicable to business and specifically to what Lacey said, which is, if it wasn't in my bag when I got here, 20 minutes on the driving range ain't going to fix it. It ain't going to come. Right. So, cause he's at the tournament, right? He's like, you know, that would be like me going to tournament. Like, I got the 20 minutes on the range, right? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not a very good golfer now, but if I have that 20 minute range time, I can jam 20 years of experience and I'll be fine. Like, of course not. That's insane. So with business, I think we do the same thing with, you know, had Lacey, we wait until we're like, I need a system now. And I need to change my mindset as an owner now. And it's like, if you don't already have it in your bag, it's real tough. You know what I'm saying? You kind of need to give yourself some runway, right? So had you, again, however many weeks you had wasn't enough, but had you called us the day your baby was born from the hospital going, hey, I need you to help me change my mindset, put systems in place. And I'm like, you know, how do I do that? I'm like, well, first call me about 3 months ago and then we can move on. But, you know, until that, what do you want me to do? So I just want to encourage you guys, gals, don't wait until the very, very last minute. Some things, if you don't have it in your bag, you can't participate. So I love what you said, Lacey, about good thing I had taken action prior, because if you hadn't and then the people quit, you're just like, I don't even know where to start from here. So that said, looking back, we can go, oh, you know, everything worked out great. I'm sure when, even in the program, when your two people quit and you're like, oh my God, this baby's coming, that probably didn't feel so great.
No, I wasn't sure if I was going to get to be home for maternity. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to have this baby and have to tell my clients I can't quit. I can't clean for, and I mean, many of my clients knew I was pregnant and had told me, you know, if you need to take maternity, if you need to take a couple weeks, that's fine. We understand. But obviously, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to have a break in my income and I didn't want to let them down. To me, that would be letting them down. They are counting on me for a service and we're going to provide that service. So we use the system and it's still going through tweaking and processing, but we've gotten, we have cleaners now. We have two cleaners on now and it's just such a huge difference when you have people that are a match for you, that have the same values as you do, it takes out a lot of the, I don't want to say work, but a lot of the things that I was dealing with that I was like, you know, you have that thought, like, really, do you really think that that's okay? Like, how could you, for instance, just standing around. Well, I had a cleaner that would just stand around when other people were cleaning and not work. And I'm like, that's just not acceptable. Like, why would you even think that was okay? Well, they weren't a good core value match. So getting rid of that person and bringing in people that are a good match I've noticed a huge difference in our culture. And that's been the biggest thing for me. It's like, I'm starting to see the very beginning of the vision that I had for this company. So that's kind of fun to see.
That is my favorite, by the way. Many times we talk to people at the beginning when they first come to us, that's one of the questions we ask. Are you where you thought you'd be or wanted to be? You know, if you were in 3 years at the time, 3 years ago, is this where you pictured yourself? And almost always it's like, no. Yeah. Like Lacey, for those of you that don't have the video, immediately was like shaking her head, like, no. So that's awesome that you identified, hey, I'm not on track. This isn't where I want to be. And you took action. Now you are. So the big thing I heard, I'm going to get like two or three big takeaways because we only have a couple minutes. Big thing I heard was you went from just hiring the best you could and not understanding when people acted crazy in your mind to getting crystal clear on what your values were and what you really required out of an employee. And then being able to see on the front end if they're a fit, as opposed to hiring them and having them do something that you felt was crazy and then being confused and having to fire them. Did I put words in your mouth, or is that how you're feeling?
No, that's completely accurate. There were so many times where I would hire people on and they'd be on for 2 or 3 months and it just wouldn't work out because, like you said, they were doing things that I'm like, I just don't understand why that would even happen.
And honestly, guys, gals, that's what happens when we don't run our business with core values. We know what we believe, but we haven't articulated it. We're not able to communicate it to them. So it's kind of like, I'm not going to tell you what's going to freak me out, but some things are going to freak me out. And if you do it, I'm going to lose my mind, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. It's like, why don't you just tell me what makes you crazy? Right. And even ideally, you do that before you hire them. Right. So as opposed to the person that's going to just stand around, you can yell at them, you can watch them, you can incentivize them, you can beg them. That's just who they are, right? That's their temperament. If you try, you can spend your life trying to get that one guy or gal to comply with how you want them to be, and it'll frustrate them, it'll frustrate you, it's very expensive. Or you can just find someone that feels the same way, it's like, oh, I would never stand around, that's rude, and then just let them kind of be who they are. All right, so that's the first big thing. What was one of my favorite questions? What was the hardest thing that we asked you to do, and how did you do it? Did you ignore it? How did it turn out? And what was the big kind of takeaway for you?
I want to touch back on the employee thing and then I will answer that question. Sure. I just want to say there was a big realization for me that I could get people that were a good fit and the big difference that made in our culture. So the hardest thing.
Hold on. Now you said, so I want to comment on it because that's so good. So I promise we'll move on to the hardest thing, but that's a big deal, right? If your paradigm, if your belief, if your universe is everybody's lazy, nobody wants to work, you know, there's just my town, my business is what you have this belief that it's not possible, man, we can train and tell you how to do hiring funnels and write hiring ads and discover. We can walk you through all that stuff. It is just going to be a struggle. As soon as you're like, I can have this, this is my new norm, then all the training makes sense. So that's really key. Lacey, I want you guys and gals, we always have to change how we look at things and who we are first, and then the world can change. But if we're kind of stuck in beliefs that don't work, systems and processes ain't gonna help you. So I'm so glad that you kind of put that in before we move forward. All right, last question for today will be, what was the hardest thing we asked you to do? Did you do it or not? How did it turn out? How did it feel? Walk us through it.
So for me, the hardest thing was raising prices and switching to monthly billing. Okay. I don't know why, because I've had a lot of these clients for 2-3 years. A lot of the clients that I've had the entire time. So I just had this huge, like you said, it was a mental thing for me. I had the system, but in my mind, I was like, they're not going to want to do this. We've been doing it this way for 2 years and it's not going to work. And they're going to be so upset that I'm doing this. Like all those things just kept on racing through my mind. And I finally had to realize that I'm coming from a point of service, and raising my prices is just like the trickle down effect. We're able to serve them better because I'm able to serve my employees better. They're getting better service. My employees are showing up better. It all intermingles, right? And by having the monthly billing was another thing that I was like, we're doing fine. They pay. And of course, as soon as I had that thought, then I had some bills that weren't paid and I was happy to get them, which has never happened to me before. Some of them were a little bit hesitant, but for the most part, when I did that, everybody was like, okay. And I even had some people that told me, oh yeah, I can't believe you waited this long. I expected you to do, you know, they just expected. And then I did have, I think I only had one that dropped off from all of them. And it was somebody I didn't really, it wasn't the best fit serving that person anyway. So
So again, I'm hearing a theme from Lacey that's very powerful. And I can see why you're doing so well, sister, which is first I change my beliefs and then I change my actions. So many people come into our program or listen to the podcast or go to the website, or you just got a ton of materials. I'm like, just tell me what to do. And I promise you, I wish I could just tell you what to do and that would be the easy thing, but really it's how we need to think. So like on the employee thing, everyone's like, just show me a funnel. And of course we have funnels and systems and processes to get applicants in. But if you have beliefs around people are inherently lazy or no one gets me or no one cares like I do, or we just have a bunch of these beliefs, we're stuck. And then when it comes to what Lacey was just talking about in terms of, I just had a mind fart, the raising prices or having any sort of difficult or a perceived difficult conversation with your customer. First, we have to change the beliefs, right? So what I hear you saying is Lacey went from raising prices or tightening up your billing, and I shouldn't even say raising prices, charging an appropriate amount so you could pay your overhead and have a reasonable profit and pay your employees and like just really right pricing, right? Not just randomly raising prices, with something that you're doing for your clients and not something you're doing to your clients. So as long as you think, I'm screwing you, this is bad, I'm trying to pull a fast one, because you're a woman of integrity and Cleaning Nation, hopefully you guys are people of integrity. If you feel like you're screwing somebody, of course it's never going to work long-term. Why would you even be in a business where you're screwing people? But once you change your mindset to this is the right way to run a business, and this is how I can serve the people best. And if one or two people don't like it, that's okay. We're just not a good fit and I'll move on. That was the learning for you. That was the big thing. And then hopefully at that point, raising prices was easy. But if you didn't have that belief, you would have never been able to effectively raise prices. Am I totally missing or putting words in your mouth, or is that how you're feeling?
No, you're totally right. I had a big block on the value and people paying the value. I don't know if that makes sense. Even just raising my rates, I really had to see the numbers and use the formula and see that this is fair. This is what's right. I even compared prices to other companies and stuff just to see that my prices were right and be able to change my mentality and say that, and see that we are providing the kind of value that, and that it's worth that, I guess. I don't know if that made sense. I feel like I kind of,
no, you actually brought up a really good point, and then we're going to call it because I feel like we're running high on time. But again, same thing. We think the pricing is about money, right? Oh, we charge $300 and it's going to be $350 and they're going to be pissed or whatever the case may be. But what I really heard Lacey saying, and I couldn't, having been a coach and seen this happen, you nailed it. What I heard you say is I wasn't convinced of my own value I brought into the world. And I felt like other people would see right through me and they know that I didn't have value and they'd be angry that I was trying to charge them more than the value I brought. So again, for people that don't have that issue, when we talk about raising price, like that's stupid. Why would that be such a big deal? But the people that get it are like, they think it's just an external thing. You were just thinking, oh, customers are going to get mad at me. But it's like, what are they going to punch you? Like, what does mad mean? And I think a lot of times our fear is, a customer's going to see through me. I don't believe that I'm even worth what I'm getting paid. And I'm just like blessed to have it. Almost like being in an abusive relationship, right? If you've got this, not that you are or I am, but if you've got this terrible guy, you know, he's bad, but you're like, you've got self-image or self-worth. You're like, this is what I deserve. Right. And then you just don't even feel like you have the ability or the right to seek out better relationships. So I feel that you nailed it. So what was, and again, it's a long process. It's very difficult to kind of quote unquote get done in a podcast, but what would you give? What was the thing that helped you move from effectively, I and my company aren't worth it. We don't deserve profit or more money, or they're going to be mad, or they're going to see through me, to wait a second, I do bring value into the world and I do deserve a fair profit. And this is a reasonable thing. How did you make that shift, or what was the key for you to make that shift?
Well, I first reached out to you and you helped me with kind of like the practicality and the wording and how to go about it and seeing the value, because I guess giving me the script of contacting the clients, and then I still was having a block with it. Sure. And so I called,
because the script's external, right? Until we get the internal solved. Yeah. So she started with me in the exit, which is exactly what people do. If you just tell me the words to say, that will solve my problem. And then I gave her the word. She's like, my problem is not solved. So then she reached out to Sam, one of our mindset coaches, who's amazing. Continue.
She is amazing. And she really helped me just walk through it and change that you know, I am worth it, and look at all of the value that we were providing. And I guess I don't even remember exactly how she did it. I just know that it worked.
The magic voodoo. All right. So we're going to finish with this. You've got Cleaning Nation. They're listening to you. If you could give them the one kind of piece of advice, and it could be external, like hire with core values, use a good hiring ad or whatever, or it could be internal. Here's a belief, or here's a shift of how I felt about my business, whatever you want. What's the best kind of gift that you can give Cleaning Nation based on your journey?
I definitely say internal. Start internal and know your worth, and have what really helped me is doing visualization and having a motto that I go by, that I am attracting all the right people and putting the right people in place, and we're serving at the highest level, spreading joy through cleaning.
So did you guys catch that? So we went from, I'm not worth it, no one wants to work, I'm lucky to get the money I get, even if it's not profitable. My husband has to work 50 hours a week at a job. That was the story. And that has been replaced with, we attract the best people. We bring massive value. We serve at a very, very high level, and we deserve to get paid reasonably for that. Like, can you just see if that's all you changed? We didn't give you another thing of how to do anything. And again, please don't, you need more, but this is where you're going to start. This is always going to be step one. If you were just able to make that change, how much better, even if you didn't make any more money, just how much better would your life feel going from, I attract the best people, we serve at a high level, we get paid very well. If that's your belief going forward, this is a job that could be a lot of fun. This could be really fulfilling. But if your belief is everything sucks, everyone sucks, I don't deserve any money, whew, that's a tough life to live. Anything I missed?
You got it.
All right, guys, gals, Cleaning Nation, hopefully this was a lot of value. Lacey's the best. And I just thank you, Lacey, for being so honest and transparent, just kind of sharing your experience. If you're like, hey, we need more of this, please, where do I get this? Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I do not believe there's anything for sale there, but there's a 40-hour masterclass. That's a great way to start. It's the 5 shifts that you need to make before any of this stuff happens. There's like 600 or 700 podcasts, videos, Facebook group with like 15,000 people. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com for everything you need. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.